An inspiring weight loss story.
I saw Arthur's video.
I made some bad choices about exercise.
With the knee braces, the back brace, the canes.
And I made some bad choices about eating.
And his belly was out to here.
And when I saw him trying to do this with crutches, I thought, okay, I can do this.
I started DDP yoga at 601 pounds. So I've lost 180 some odd pounds.
With DDP yoga, I dropped 185 pounds.
Lost over 92 pounds.
A year ago, I couldn't walk to my mailbox. And yesterday, I ran a 5K, and it's because of DDP yoga.
You gotta be kidding me!
I've lost 65 pounds. More importantly, man, I've got my life back. I have the ability to dream again.
57 years young. This is what DDP yoga is all about. It helps you hold back the hands of time. It's DDP Radio.
Hello, DDP Yoga Maniacs, and welcome to another edition of DDP Radio, right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins, here with you tonight, along with author, inspiration, and all-around awesome gal, Stacey Morris. And
hey.
Of course, hey, what's going on, Stacey?
I'm very happy to be here tonight. How are you guys?
Doing good.
And also, we've got the man who hails straight from every woman's fantasy and haunts every man's nightmares, Mr. Robert McLaren. What's going on, Robert?
I think you may have confused me with someone else, but I'm doing good, man.
Awesome. So we have a lot to talk about tonight on DDP Radio, and this was a topic that was a bit of a hot-button issue on DDP Radio in the past several weeks. It's come up quite a few times, and we were trying to pitch a topic for this week, and we came up with the idea of taking calls and having a discussion on self-forgiveness in the DDP yoga journey, how to move on and brush yourself off from the negative thoughts that come with a rough patch on the path you're on in your life. So Stacey's going to share some of her personal experiences as well as me and Robert, and we're going to take calls about that as well. Stacey, what are your thoughts on tonight's topic? I know you had a lot of experience with this type of thing.
Yeah, well, as some of you know, I've lost and gained 100 pounds twice in my life, so I'm very intimately familiar with falling down and sometimes the despair that comes with it, and I see it in the community because I've been around now for 5 years, and I know Robert, you've seen this. People just disappear, you know. And I think they have like a bad episode or maybe a traumatic, event and knocks them off course. And then they feel like, you know what, I just really screwed up. So why bother, you know? And I, when you came up with the topic, Mike, I'm like, this is perfect because I want people to realize that falling down doesn't mean it's over, not by any stretch. It's a learning experience, and it's just an indication that, you know, you were vulnerable. That's all. You were vulnerable, and it doesn't
Absolutely.
Mean you have to. Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to stay vulnerable.
Absolutely, and that's something we're going to get into quite a bit for the topic tonight. And I think people need to realize and take from this more than anything tonight is that, you know, owning your life isn't a light switch that just gets turned on and off. It's a process. And those bad feelings and bad thoughts don't go away when you buy a set of DVDs. But we do give you the tools at DDP Yoga to conquer those demons and get to where you want to be. But it is a process, and we're going to get into that quite a bit tonight. And we're also going to talk a bit about a project that Stacey Morris released last week, of course, our very own Stacey, with the help of Robert. We talked extensively about it last week, and we're going to give it some love tonight as well. Talking about Stacey's new memoir and clean eating cookbook called Clean Comfort, which is available at StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com. Stacey, the response has been pretty awesome for your book. What has your experience have been this week?
Well, I'm just so, grateful, and it really warms my heart when I see people, you know, being really receptive to it and supportive of it. And what I really love is when they share, how it's helped them, or, you know, if they tell me about a recipe that they've tried that they really like. And I just hope that it opens people's eyes a bit, that eating clean can really be delicious and there's no suffering necessary. And it's just all about paying attention to your body and when you're really hungry and your emotions, and putting good stuff in, you know, good stuff that's going to nourish you.
Absolutely. And I've gotten, I've tagged in all your Facebook posts this week from everyone who's checked out Clean Comfort, and the response has been awesome. I mean, I'm sure you've gotten tons of messages from people that have, you know, ordered the book and are appreciating, you know, your writing.
Yep, and it's been very gratifying. And the next phase is getting it out in hard copy, which, you know, that shouldn't be too much longer. And then, you know, we'll see what happens from there. But I'm just very excited about it and really just grateful for the support.
Awesome. And I can't wait to check that out myself when it gets, you know, out on hard copy. I do not have a digital reader or anything like that, so I'm looking forward to the hard copy to come out. And but first off tonight, we are going to talk about some information we have for our Canadian DDP Yoga Warriors. Diamond Dallas Page is going to be heading to the Great White North coming up on May 4th for a DDP Yoga workshop. So those of you in or around the Vancouver, British Columbia area, this is an awesome opportunity to get to hang and work out with the creator of DDP Yoga, not to mention the master of the Diamond Cutter, the King of Bada Bing, three-time WCW World Champion, Diamond Dallas Page. Robert, you know more about this than I do. Now, you've been around Dallas a lot more than I have. Now, talk about the energy that he brings to the DDP Yoga workouts that you have to experience firsthand.
It's a complete... I'm going to start at the beginning, because when you do, he does like these long workshops. They're about 3 hours, but they're not a three-hour workout. It's the workout itself, usually about an hour, and he goes around and he talks about DDP Yoga and the right ways and the wrong ways to do it, and then he, he'll sit and talk to each person individually, and that's, you know, that I was just at a workshop in New Orleans where he did just that, and he's going around and talking to everybody, and he's wants to get on like on one-on-one level with everyone who's there. So, I mean, it's really great personal energy. And we've talked about this before, Stacey. The cool thing about the workshops is that it doesn't matter what skill level you're at. There's no judgment. There's no, hey, you know, competition
right
between the other people. You just modify as you need to modify, and you go with the flow. It's a really cool kind of intimate personal thing.
It is.
Yeah,
it's very personal.
And it's so inspirational to be in a room full of, you know, 50 people, 30 people, whatever, and they're all just, you know, so into the moment and you know, doing the moves together and getting strong together. It's a very powerful thing, whether it's at a workshop or at the retreat in Mexico.
Yeah, the first time I went and did a workout with him or a workshop with him, I was really self-conscious about it because I didn't want to go in there and be judged by anyone, and, you know, because there's going to be some badass in the corner who's just going to be able to pull off all the moves, but it's not like that at all. It's, you're not judged by anyone.
No, not at all. No, and there, nobody's show, everyone's at different levels, but there are no show-offs. You know, it's so supportive, and you just pay attention to you, and everything's fine. It's just a lot of fun.
That's exactly the you know, a right analogy. There's no show-offs. That's the thing about Team DDP Yoga. In a lot of programs, it's always like, oh, I want to outdo you. I want to outdo you. I want to do better than you, all this competition. But seriously, if we're on some level on DDP Yoga, there's always people, you know, reaching down to the people at the low level below us, trying to pull them up to this level. We're on each other's side, and we really do cheer each other on and want to see everybody succeed, because as DDP Yoga Warriors, we feel like we have a personal investment in this program. And when this program succeeds, you know, we all succeed. And this program is going to succeed by more success stories out there, which we all want to see happen. And the energy and positivity that Dallas brings to these workouts will get you to the next level. My girlfriend knows from experience Dallas is a bit intimidating when you first meet him. He's loud, he's big, he's strong, but, you know, when you get to talk to him personally, you'll see how invested he is with your success and, you know, really what a teddy bear he really is when you talk to him face-to-face. So this is your chance to get in on that opportunity. It's in the Vancouver, British Columbia area, Sunday, May 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Richmond Olympic Oval, and you can sign up at ddpyogacanada.com. And like Robert said earlier, you know, any skill level, if you're a beginner, you know, Dallas is going to go through the moves and show you how to do DDP yoga correctly, and then they're going to get into a killer workout. So I definitely want to be there for our brothers out in the Great White North.
Yeah, I know we're going to start taking calls here soon, so I'm going to go ahead and shout out the call-in number, which is 347-994-1216.
Yes. We are taking calls, and that is on our topic tonight. If you want to talk about our topic, we'll take calls on that. If you want to talk about something else, your DDP yoga journey. But we are going to take a topic on forgiveness, on self-forgiveness. And like Stacy said, that's how, you know, a lot of people, we lose them in this program is, you know, they have such awesome success, and then they slip a little bit, which is part of the process. You talk to any, you know, 20-year alcoholic or a drug addict, you know, as a food addict and a lazy addict as I was, you know, it's not just a flawless transition.
No, it and it doesn't happen overnight, you know. It's well, I had years and years of, you know, leaning on food for comfort and for stress and everything, and that takes time to unlearn that. That's really what it amounts to.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's not a light switch. It's not a process. You know, I've been doing this for 2 years, and I still struggle probably more than anybody. I still have those bad thoughts in my head. But what DDP Yoga does and what Dallas's program does, it gives you the tools and the knowledge to combat those, you know, negative thoughts and those problems, and you can get through it. And it's never going to be just go away. It's never going to be gone. But you learn how to deal with it, and you learn how to get through it and be a better person and be a healthier person in the process. So we're going to hit callers right now. We got Sean on the line. Already got a couple callers on the line.
Yeah.
Sean.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Sean.
Nothing much. Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey,
how are you?
Good, good. I tell you what, I just got the alert on my phone that says, hey, you're doing the radio tonight, and it just was perfect timing because I am right in the middle of struggling with, you know, I was doing really well. I've lost 15 pounds. I kind of slipped up a few times, and then once I started doing that, it even the few slip-ups kind of sent me down a downward spiral, and I was at a point where, and still kind of am at a point where, how do I get out of it? Because now all of a sudden the food that's really bad is starting to taste good again, and I'm not really wanting to eat the good food again. But it's a struggle. And the one thing that I did do, there's a DDP yoga group, a private group, and I kind of threw it out there yesterday, and I got like 34 responses for people, just words of encouragement, great ideas. And this kind of falls into right to where, you know, what I'm dealing with. And I started worrying about the number of the weight loss, you know, I wasn't losing as much. But I kind of got over that, but then it was about, you know, I'm not going to look great for the beach now because I've eaten like crap and I might as well just give up, forget it. You know, I've screwed up, why bother? But now I'm fighting that, and with the support of others, it's been it's a process still, but I want to get back to where I was.
Well, what you just shared, you did one of the best things anyone who is struggling or just slipped can do, and that's you reached out to the community. I mean, that's what keeps me connected to, you know, wanting to stay on track. And it also helps me to be honest, because I've shared in the past when I've had bad days or struggled, and you need that affirmation. You need a positive crowd around you. And, you know, just remain connected no matter what's going on. And just start slowly, you know, it sounds like your body might be getting reacclimated to maybe junk food or not as healthy a choice. So just start slowly going back into the other direction and add on some some raw stuff, some produce, you know, whatever feels right, but just start to go gently back in that other direction.
That's great advice, and I really appreciate that. And that's my other mindset issue as well. I got to go from one extreme to the other, and I've always fought that. And when I do that, it really, you don't get anywhere within a week. You're burnout. You got to, like you said, I started losing weight late last year by gradually doing it. Now I got to, like you said, even though I took that turn for the worse, it's set me back so far that you're right. I do have to go slow and do it one thing at a time because that's I need it. It's funny because you can hear this stuff and in your mind, or you think in your mind, you like, this is what I have to do. But some people just takes that, you reach out and they kind of put it in front of you like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot that I could do that, or that makes total sense mm-hmm. now. So you guys are awesome for that.
Hey,
yes,
John,
sir.
How long have you been doing DDP yoga right now?
Since the beginning of the year, since around January.
Okay, let me share something with you. And I found this in my own personal journey that was probably one of the biggest things that could possibly help me. Around the few month period, 3 or 4 months, when you first get DDP yoga, it's brand new. It's exciting. It's gung-ho. It's, you know, brand new. You're feeling awesome. After a while, that newness and, you know, initial excitement of the program, you know, kind of fades a little bit. And, you know, as much as it still works and everything and you're still getting the benefit out of it, you know, you no longer get that chemical reaction in your stomach that you're excited about it because you're used to it. And it's that mm-hmm. point where I feel like a lot of people just, it becomes more of a, you know, more difficult to get on the mat because you're not excited about it. But as long as you don't go away and you work through that, because I treat DDP yoga not like it's a fun new activity, but it's part of my daily routine, like brushing my teeth and, you know, eating dinner and taking a shower. You know, I need to do this to be at my optimal self and be where I want to be. So it's no longer, you know, a fun, you know, new activity for me. It's part of my life. And, you know, I don't always like to go to work. I don't always like to, you know, to brush my teeth if I'm sitting on the couch. You know, it's not always fun. But if you want to get where you want to be, it has to become a part of your life, even when it's not fun and even when you don't want to get off the couch. And when you start looking like that, I think it's going to be a lot easier than just, you know, because you won't have the option to go back anymore.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it, is make it as, it's a lifestyle change, you know. It's not just something that you're going to enjoy. Like you said, it's like the honeymoon part of your relationship with whatever you're doing. It's, you know, making that choice to keep doing it. And it's funny because just in the past few weeks that I've done this, the way I feel when I was eating clean and doing, you know, DDP yoga, I felt just like $1 million. And then once I fall off, and it's like, oh my God, you know, I'm falling asleep at my desk at work, and I come home and I'm exhausted. And it's like, man, why deprive myself of the opportunity to feel so much more, so much better, and give that much more energy back. So.
And any damage that you do during your slip up, you know, it's nothing that can't be regained rather quickly too. And that's when you hit it on the head. It's a lifestyle. And, you know, life isn't just flawless. Life has ups and downs, and you roll with it. And, you know, marriages have ups and downs. You know, relationships with your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your friends, they have ups and downs. And, you know, when you just pick yourself up, and as long as you don't go anywhere and you keep coming back, whether you've been off the mat for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 2 months, you know, you always have that option to come back and, you know, regain everything you've lost.
Well, that's awesome. And, guys, I thank you very much for taking my call. And, you know, this is another, you know, notch in my belt of going to those people that I want to talk to and get that support from, and just giving me a better perspective on things. And I can't thank you guys enough for it.
Awesome. Thanks, man. And keep reaching out. When you're struggling, keep reaching out. It's very important.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a great night, okay?
All right, man. See ya.
All right. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Stacey, Sean had a great, you know, comment there about reaching out to people when he's struggling. And I think that was one of the main things that we talked about a couple weeks ago, is how when people struggle, they tend to disappear because they don't want to face the people. They think that we're going to make them feel shame or something like that, when in all reality, you need to embrace the, you know, Team DDP Yoga more so when you're struggling, because we'll help you get through it, because we've been through everything you've been through.
Hey, Stacy, you remember when Dylan fell off? Remember that conversation he and I had? I'm not sure Stacy's even here right now.
We lost Stacy. Search party. Stacy.
No, I'm here. I muted myself. Yeah, I remember that, Robert. That was very powerful.
Yeah, he was afraid to even tell Dallas about it because he was, you know, he thought he was going to get mad at him.
Right. You know, no one's harder on us than ourselves. So really, you don't have to worry about reaching out to anyone on Team DDP Yoga because we've all been there, you know, and nobody's here to chastise you. You know, we're here to support you.
I give the analogy of, you know, eating addiction and food addiction to alcohol and drug addiction quite a bit. And I think one of the most powerful things I've ever seen was that video where Jake fell off the wagon after being sober for so many days. And he says to Dallas, he says, I just blew 6 months of sobriety. And Dallas looked at him and said, no, you're 6 months and one day. And that's the key to look at it. It's one day. Just because you had a bad meal or didn't work out when you're supposed to, that doesn't negate the 6 months or the year or the 2 years of positive changes that you've made in your life. You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and, you know, you move on to the next day. That negative thinking is just going to drown you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, it's very important, you know, to not, you know, forget of all the hard work you've gone through to get to this point. And falling off is part of the game. It's a lifestyle. You know, life isn't always flawless. We've said that before. And you need to remember that. And we're going to go to our next caller. We've got Josh on the line. Is this McAdoo?
Yeah, this is McAdoo. How's it going, guys?
Hey,
doing good, bro.
Josh.
You know, just listening in between, you know, feeding the kids and doing all the stuff that I got to do here. But when I saw the topic tonight, it seems like these topics come up right when, you know, they speak right to my heart all the time. And so I figured I had to call in and kind of, you know, just talk about the word forgiveness and I guess what it means to me. And I guess why I've changed over the years, and then especially with DDP Yoga coming into my life, I've changed even more with forgiveness. But years ago, I went through a divorce, and I had my daughter Grace out of that marriage. And, you know, everyone, all my friends were like, you know, how can you forgive her for what she did to you and whatnot? And my answer is always because I have to show my daughter what it's all about and being a bigger mm-hmm. person and moving on and teaching them that, you know, people make mistakes and sometimes it's not easy to go through that and sometimes you're on the raw end of that deal. But, you know, I've always taken it from that standpoint. It's like, what would my kids think of me if I'm sitting here holding grudges and not forgiving others? And so that's a big part of why, you know, forgiveness has come into my life now. You know, fast forward how many years and we got DDP Yoga and forgiving myself for, you know, you slip up here and there like you guys were talking about. And, man, there's no one else that's harder on me than myself. You guys already said that. And that's totally true. And I have to learn to forgive myself that happens and it's time to just move on and become stronger. And it's not always easy, but you know, you just got to kind of keep your head in the game and reach out to people is a big thing you guys also talked about. And I can't say enough about reaching out to people and making new friends, even though I've never met anybody in person, said it before, but it's awesome to have everybody out there. It's just great.
And Josh is such a positive influence on the DDP Yoga community. He's active on Facebook, on Team DDP Yoga. And, you know, I'm proud of you, brother. You've done a lot with the community and you've, you know, really, you know, grasped that whole, you know, Team DDP Yoga thing. And that's really important because, you know, as a team, we pull each other up when we're down. You know, it's very important to, you know, unite the team and be a team in this program because, you know, we're the people you're going to lean on when it gets tough.
Oh, totally. It's, you know, it's like, you know, people are like, oh, you know, thanks for helping me. And it's like, no, I, you know, it's that whole pay it forward thing, you know, like there's going to be a time when I'm struggling and I want to have people there that are going to support me and be genuine and not just, you know, do it just, you know, just to do it. And it's nice to have that there. It's awesome.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate you calling, brother, and I'll talk to you soon on Facebook.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. Keep up your positive presence on the boards. It's really appreciated.
Oh, it's, you know, sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do, but, you know, I try to be the best example I can be, so.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for
calling.
Thanks,
Josh.
Cool. Thanks, bro.
All right. Take care.
And Stacy, you sent me a question from the chat room. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, Jay Campbell, our friend from Toronto, he had a question for all three of us. What keeps us motivated when the going gets tough? So you want to start?
Robert, you want to start first?
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's people like Stacy, because I mean we have a lot of we're not just friends. On the radio show, we're actually, we talk quite a bit off of it, and she does a lot to help me keep me motivated and get me back on track. So, when I'm down and I don't feel like doing anything, I really depend a lot on the people around me.
Mhm. Yeah, it goes back again to support. Support's crucial.
Absolutely.
Nobody does it alone. For me, I mean, I jokingly said to Jay in the chat room, wearing denim keeps me motivated because I used to be, the queen of black leggings, and I could be in total denial when I was getting bigger. So just a simple thing of wearing something that doesn't stretch and wanting to stay in it, that's a motivator for me. It just is.
Absolutely, and that could be, that's something that's physical too that you can notice when you're slipping a little bit as well.
Yeah. How about you, Mike? What keeps you motivated?
I gotta say, I did a video kind of early on in my Team DDP Yoga, career, if you will. but I've used the analogy for a long time that there is no such thing as motivation. And let me explain myself. I believe that motivation is a myth, if only for the fact that all motivation really is like a chemical reaction that, makes you have this funny, excited feeling in your gut to get up and do something. For motivation, best case scenario is going to get you off the couch, maybe sustained for a couple weeks. And that will get you to where you want to be, where you want to start. But if you actually want to see something through, you need the determination to see it through because motivation is going to go away. You're not always going to have motivation, but if you're getting off that couch and getting on the mat when you don't want to, when you don't have motivation, when you're eating healthy, when you don't have motivation, when there's no motivation but you do it anyways because it's part of your life, that's when the change happens. And I've really stressed that quite a bit. You can't rely on motivation to get a change in your life because motivation is going to come and it's going to go, and it's going to come and go often.
Yeah, and that's a very good point because I was just thinking about this. Before the show, I was out at the supermarket, and this particular supermarket has a food court. And you know what? I was eyeballing a lot of that stuff, like the fried chicken and the cheeseburgers and all that. And there's a part of me on a challenging day sometimes I want to eat that stuff. And eating clean is not always the easier choice. I think we have to give ourselves credit, for being – making that choice and being determined enough to say, okay, I'm going to forego that like easy fast food kind of a high and go home and cook some salmon and have a vegetable on the side, which was what I did. And I'm not like, bragging or anything, but some days it's hard to do that. Other days it's easier. My body certainly appreciates the healthier food, but the reality is, some of that stuff out there just tastes good, and it feels good momentarily, but it's such an intense high that sometimes that's enough, and that's, what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So to turn your back on that does take a lot of strength and determination, and any time we make those choices for better health, I think we got to acknowledge ourselves for that,
Absolutely.
It's a big deal.
Now, Stacy, what helps me quite a bit, you talked about wanting that, delectable food in the supermarket that's going to taste good for a minute. What helps me quite a bit in that situation is fast-forwarding to 3, 4, 5 hours from now and focusing on how I'm going to feel after I eat that. I know I'm going to be bummed out that I did. I know I'm going to feel miserable. My pants are going to be stuffed,
Mm-hmm.
And, you just focus on that disgusting feeling that you feel, that you let yourself down by just indulging and, overindulging. I always said that I've never once gone to a Thanksgiving dinner, pigged out, as much as I possibly could, and then get home and say, man, I'm glad I just did that.
I know. I haven't either. You know, and it is very – I heard this a lot when I was in Overeaters Anonymous. They said, think it through. You know, if you're thinking about going for the food, think about how it's going to be an hour later, you know. And I can tell you, any time that I've eaten in order to escape a problem or to make myself feel better, it's really just compounded it, you know, because then I feel physically lousy and lethargic and, you know, and then the problem is still there, you know.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely, and I always use this thing that I say to myself all the time. My weigh-ins are on Monday night. I weigh in once a week. I know Dallas doesn't recommend it, but it's always worked for me, so I'm sticking with it. But I always say to myself, nothing tastes better than Monday night. Stepping on that scale on Monday night and seeing the change that I've made, nothing tastes better than Monday night. That's my saying right there.
Oh, I love it.
So we're going to move on to the next caller right now. If you guys want to get in on this, DDP Radio, the number is – hold on one sec. Do you have the number, Stacey?
It's 347-994. Sorry, Stacey. 1216.
Oh, thank you, Robert. And we've got Travis on the line. Travis, you there, brother?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, bro. How you doing?
Hey, Travis.
Doing all right. Doing all right. You just saw the topic for the night, and just like the ass kicking I'll ask, and I had to call in and put my two cents in. You know, I just, you know, and just looking, I'm just looking through my tablet here, and, you know, even looking on the Team DDP Yoga page for on Facebook, whatever else, you see so many people that will, you know, that say, well, I'm just going to read one right off the top here. I can't get this thing rolling. I was doing good, following the schedule, but Friday night we were in the hospital, you know, and he talks about his 5.5-month son getting sick, then he getting sick, and, you know, just can't get back into that rhythm, you know. Other people are just, you know, they just say, well, they just, you know, they feel like, you know, do this for a couple days. How do you get back on the DDP wagon after falling off? And I respond to these people all the same way. This is a day-at-a-time sort of situation. It's been said before, this is a marathon, not a sprint. You take this one day at a time. That's kind of the thing I've been pushing. You'll see a lot of stuff that I put out lately. I usually tag it at the end, hashtag own this day. And for me, it's a reminder that every day is a new day. And you know, you don't control what happened to you yesterday, because that's done. You're out of there. You can't control what happens to you in the future. Okay, you can't, you know, upset about what might be coming down the road. All you can control is right now. And if you can take this day and own it and keep building on that every day, eventually you'll get there. Are you going to fall down? Sure, you're going to fall down. And you know what? You're going to get back up again, and you're going to keep moving forward. But as long as you can just remind yourself to own this day, then, you know, no matter how many times you fall down, you're going to make it through.
That's a great point, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
I love the own the day thing, because a lot of people here on Team DDP Yoga have a weight to lose, or they have a lot of muscle to gain, or they have a lot of flexibility they need to, you know, attain. And breaking it down into small goals, daily goals, makes it a lot more, you know, reasonable. You know, Stacey, like I said to you last week, when you looked up on that, you know, at your scale at your highest weight and said, oh, my God, I got to lose 185 pounds. You know, how overwhelming was that for you?
Oh, well, if I had looked at it that way, it really would have been overwhelming. I knew from all the times that I would, you know, say, okay, you're going to lose this much weight, and you're going to do it in X number of months. You know, that I learned that was just a setup. So what I just decided, I'm going to take this, like Travis said, a day at a time. I'm going to tackle one, two habits at a time. And the first decision I made was just to simply stop binge eating. You know, I didn't even put restrictions on food choices. I said, I'm just not going to binge eat. You know, I'm going to have, you know, there's going to be some beginnings and some endings for a change, instead of just like this indiscriminate nonstop eating all day. And that was enough. That was enough of a change. And that's where I started.
Yo, and the small changes.
Right.
Go ahead, Travis.
I was going to say, yeah, and the thing you find out, too, is that, you know, people, you know, they look ahead, like, well, let's just take this past weekend, Easter weekend. Usually it's a big eating weekend. People get all worked up because, oh, there's just going to be this big dinner, and there's going to be all these food choices in front of me, and I'm not going to have the willpower, and I'm going to fall off the wagon. But instead of agonizing about that, don't put that pressure on yourself. If it comes to the point, you make the choice, and if you happen to fall, fall. I did that this weekend, or this past week.
Yeah, you're breaking up on us.
Okay, can you hear me a little better now?
Yeah, you were just going in and out there for a second.
Oh, sorry. But, I went to my in-laws. My in-laws are nowhere close to being gluten-free. They're 85 years old. They, they're old meat and potatoes, and they don't worry about, diet restrictions. So, and I planned a little bit ahead. I brought my own stuff with me and whatever. But, there's the dessert. And had a little dessert. Is that going to throw away, just like, Jake's falling off the wagon? Is that going to throw away 18 months of kicking ass? No. You just, you just get back and go at her again.
Yeah, I think it's so important to just accept that we are creatures that fluctuate, I mean, at least that's how it works for me. Some people, maybe rigidity, total rigidity works for someone, great. It doesn't work for me. And just because I've had a little of something that I don't normally eat doesn't make me a failure, and it doesn't delete everything I've done, in the past 5 years.
For sure. And Stacy, the things we have learned in our journey alone, so all the knowledge we have from joining Team GDP Yoga and learning the gluten-free lifestyle and the dairy-free eating and the clean eating, on our worst day, we are still better than our best day because of the knowledge we know and the things that are so ingrained in our head now that even though we consider it a bad day, think of that compared to how you were at 300 and some odd pounds.
Oh, my God. I know. You're right. There's no comparison.
Exactly. So we beat ourselves up in the small changes. The small changes that we make daily, you talked about the small changes, Stacy, those add up and they turn into big changes. And it's just chipping away. It's chipping away at the person you used to be and, opening your whole world up to a entirely new person.
Yep, absolutely. You can't overwhelm yourself, and there's no all or nothing. I don't even like and I use it sometimes, but the whole notion of you're either on the wagon or you're off. You're either in or you're out. Well, I don't know. I'm not so black and white anymore, I give myself some leeway when I need it, and it's much easier that way. I don't get trapped in the good girl, bad girl kind of a scenario.
Absolutely. The world isn't black and white. Just remember that.
Yeah.
And you learn a little bit more.
Thanks for calling. What's that, Travis?
So say, when you do fall down, you learn from your mistake. You learn what caused you to position so that you can avoid it for the next time. That's what I would have to say about that.
Absolutely. I agree 100%, man. Well, thank you for calling, Travis. Pleasure as always.
Yep. You catch you later,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Travis. Take care.
Thanks, brother.
All right. We have a couple more callers on the line. Great call by Travis there. We've got Hashim on the line. Hashim, are you there?
Hashim's here. How you doing, guys?
Hashim, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, nice to talk to you guys. Arthur, it's a pleasure to talk to you, man. I've heard so much about you, and you're the reason that I got into DDP yoga.
Well, and Arthur's not here, brother.
What's that?
Yeah, Arthur's not on tonight.
I thought he was. It sounds like him. I don't know who else is here. I know Stacy.
Yeah, we've got Stacy and Mike Mullins.
Hi, guys. Well, I want to talk to you guys about about forgiving yourself. I saw the subject that was online, and I got to ask you, through your journey, when did you start forgiving yourself? Was it during the beginning? Was it during the middle? Where did that play into your journey of losing all the weight that you guys had or being in better shape?
Well, I guess, for me, it was before I found DDP Yoga because I had gained 100 pounds twice, and that was, you know, years ago, like in my 20s. And that was a process of having to forgive myself for that. And then when I kind of gave up on ever losing the weight again, I just thought, that's it, you know, I can't do it. And when I found DDP and saw all his success stories, I said, okay, you know what? I think I can do it, and I'm going to be a lot easier on myself this time. There's not going to be that stern, you know, person with the whip talking to me. And that was, I guess, part of, that was a form of forgiveness. I had to be easier on myself, or else I knew it wasn't going to work long term.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point, and it's so important to forgive yourself through the entire process. If it's day one and you fall off the wagon, what is throwing your, you know, fist down and saying, I failed, I screwed up, you know, this sucks, everything sucks, what's that going to do for you? It's not going to do anything. It's just going to lead to more, you know, negativity. It's going to lead to you falling farther down. If day one you fall off the wagon and have a horrible meal, you say, okay, that's fine. It's a day. It's not tomorrow. It's today. It's not the next meal. Brush your shoulders off. You know, just keep moving forward. You know, Slim had that awesome saying, always be moving forward. And it's so, you know, you can't change the last meal you had. You can't change the last workout you didn't do. But you can, you know, move forward and focus on the next one that you're going to do, and you're going to do it.
Yeah, you just have to keep moving forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good question, man.
No, definitely. Definitely. Well, that's all the questions I've got for tonight. But thank you so much for that. I needed some insight. Definitely.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You too, bro.
All right. Great questions tonight. Great topic. And, you know, we've really been able to dig quite deep into this. We got Matt on the line. Matt, what's going on, man? Matt.
Yo. Hold on.
I'm here.
Hey, Matt, what's going on, man?
Hey, not much, guys. What's up?
Hey, Matt.
Is this Matt Owen?
It is. How's it going, Mikey?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
It's going all right. Hey, I just been, you know, I've been listening to the show for about of the 10 months I've been doing DDP yoga, and I keep noticing this pattern. You know, people, I hear them say, you know, well, when I was eating good and when I was doing DDP yoga, it's like, I mean, eating healthy and DDP yoga go hand in hand and complement each other really well, but people seem to get in this mindset of like, oh, I screwed up on my food, oh, there's no point in doing my workout today. And I just think that's like the exact opposite of what you should do. You know, the times I slip up on food, or if I eat good food but I overeat, I go home and I hit that mat and I do like a long one, like double black diamond or diamond cutter or something, and you know, kind of punish myself in a way for slipping up, you know, rather than saying, oh, well, I just ate, you know, half a pizza to myself, might as well go home and go to bed.
Yeah, Matt, I always go by the saying that negativity breeds more negativity. And if you're like, oh, man, I sucked at this. I didn't eat well today. Might as well not do my workout. So you don't do your workout. Then tomorrow, well, I didn't do my workout yesterday, so I might as well not do it today. I might as well eat crappy today. Then the next day, and then that's a week, and then it's 2 weeks. You know, negativity breeds more negativity, and you gotta cut it off at the source. And, you know, just always be moving forward. That screw up in the grand scheme of, you know, your whole entire journey does not matter. It doesn't matter. Because if you just bury that and move forward and, you know, focus on your next challenge or your next goal and owning that, you know, it'll start to string together more dates that you're owning and less dates that you're focusing on that negative.
Yeah, people get too hung up on what happened yesterday. It's like you said a couple weeks ago, you know, you wake up the next day, it's a new day. Attack it and go forward with you know, from that day on, don't worry about what you did yesterday or the day before. Just get up, start fresh, and go for it.
I tell people all the time, every day you wake up and you're still breathing is a new day to turn things around.
Absolutely.
So true. Matt, you've been doing fantastically.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I love your post.
And to kind of answer, I like yours too. You have some amazing-looking food on there. I was just going to say to Hashim, you know, he was asking about the forgiveness thing, and sometimes, you know, for me at least, it's a little bit every day. You know, if I do have a slip-up or something like that, you kind of have to forgive yourself all over again, and that's part of the moving ahead thing is just, you know, forgive yourself, let it go, and just keep on going.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a – sorry, Stacey.
Well, I think also, you know, definitely it's important to move forward. I know for me, when I'm tempted to slip or when the food is calling me, that's a sign that something's going on, some stress, some emotional upheaval, some pain. And sometimes before I can move forward, I've got to delve in and deal with it, because it's not going to really go away. I've got to deal with it. And it's actually a really great barometer, you know, when I get those feelings like, oh, geez, you know, I just want to kind of check out right now. That's a signal for me to do a little detective work and just deal with it.
I think the majority of people are emotional eaters, you know, and that, I think that's when the majority of people slip up is when they have some sort of emotional thing that's come up.
Right. It's not because they want to. I know from my own experience, it's never like, oh, yeah, I want to just go off track and backslide. It's like something drives me there. You know, I'm in pain or I'm stressed out or I'm angry and I haven't expressed it. And that is the quickest thing that will send me careening into, you know, the food to try to make me feel better.
But does it ever make feel better, Stacey?
No, but there's still, even after all these years, there's still that momentary allure, you know, that hypnotic thing that, oh, wouldn't this be kind of fun, you know? And I know what it, I can recognize it now, but it's still there. It's still, you know, it still grabs my attention sometimes. But it doesn't capture me the way it used to because I've learned other ways to cope.
As food addicts, I find myself, I don't know about you guys, but I find myself negotiating with myself quite a bit. Like even if I don't follow through and go for it, you know, my mind tells me, oh, you can have just that one cookie, just one, you know, you can get back on afterwards, you know, don't even worry about it. Your mind plays tricks on you in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And back in the days when I was binge eating, I was so disconnected from my body. I just was like, this food isn't going into my body. It's going to some, you know, out-of-state warehouse. So I didn't have to really deal with it. And now that I'm reconnected to my body, and I mean, you guys all know this from experience. It's like I know the difference between good and bad food nutritionally. I'm not putting a moral value on food, but nutritionally my body is like, wow, I like this. Give me more of this. And that's another thing that keeps me on track is, you know, I want to keep feeling good and I want to have good energy levels and I don't want to give my body inferior crap that's just going to kind of be like inferior gasoline that might screw up the engine, you know?
Robert, have you ever had like, you know, if you eat like garbage for a while, would you gain weight or are you just born like thin? Because if that's the case, I hate you. I really hate you.
Well, you have, you should probably hate me then because... my problem has never been losing weight. I have problems putting weight on. That's the reason why I started DDP Yoga in the first place. So I mean, I can pretty much eat anything I want.
I had a friend like that in high school that I actually despised. Like I'd like sit in McDonald's, eat a French fry, and I gained 7 pounds. And he'd have like 4 quarter pounders of cheese. Statesman, and I seriously wanted to strangle him every single time we went out to dinner.
Yeah, well, if we're both in Mexico this year, don't eat with me.
I'll keep that in mind. Maddie, thank you so much for calling, man. I appreciate it. And thanks for rocking your Mikey 90% shirt. You look awesome, man.
I'm going to get some more for him here pretty soon, brother.
All right, man.
Keep on inspiring us.
All
right, you guys have a good night.
All right,
you
man.
You too, Matt.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks. Bye.
So, I mean, I think that's all we got for callers. Is that right, Robert?
That's correct.
It is. And I just, you know what, I don't think we ever really formally announced. I just saw that Sparky's in the chat room. Did we ever formally announce his blessed event and the birth of his daughter, Trinity, Therese? Or am I saying, I hope I'm saying it right. Is it Therese or Teresa, Sparky? We just wanted to send you a big congratulations.
Oh, awesome. A little sparkle
belated
in the family.
Yeah, he first daughter. I know he's got to be very, very excited.
Awesome.
I'm sure his wife's more excited. all those men running around. She had been pulling her hair out.
Oh man, well, she put pictures up on Facebook. She's absolutely beautiful, and you know, we're just very happy for the whole family.
I wonder if Sparky not have gotten in any DDP yoga, but I've gotten in any sleep in the past few weeks.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
He said already she's sleeping through the night, which is, you know, insane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, he lucked out.
That's great.
All the best to Sparky and his beautiful new little girl and his family. Now, Sparky, you know, will always be a huge part of DDP Radio. He's the man that pretty much, you know, got this stuff rolling. So big shout out to Sparky and, you know, Robert for all they've done for this program. And, of course, Stacy as well. And on that note, do we have anything else to go to, or are we going to wrap it up a little bit early?
I think we are good, unless you have anything, Stacy.
No, I don't have – there are no questions in the chat room. I think we've really – I hope we've given people something, some traction, you know, when you get down into the dumps or, you make a not-so-great – It's don't look at it as anything other than, you know what, okay, a little bit of a slip, I'm going to move on. That's it. We all do it. Yeah. You're in great company, and that's the time to reach out and, like Matt said, maybe do another workout. You know, get to the mat and do something healthy and just start to turn it around.
Absolutely. Well said, Stacy, and thank you guys for, you know, going on this topic. This was, I think this meant a lot to a lot of people because, you know, that's the number one thing I hear on Team DDP Yoga is when people, you know, fall off, you know, just forgiving yourself is so important. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you guys talking about this with us. And don't forget Stacy's new cookbook/memoir, Clean Comfort, can be ordered at stacymorriscleancomfort.com. My name is Mike Mullen, Mike90%.com. Robert McLaren, always a pleasure. And until next week. Oh, and I also want to plug this real quick before we go. If you're in the Vancouver, British Columbia area, Sunday, May 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Richmond Olympic Oval, sign up at ddpyogacanada.com. Dallas is doing a workshop there. And I think that's it. So next week, own the day, own your life. See you guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.